Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Gilmar Mauro of the MST Sao Paulo, Brazil, analyzes impeachment request against President Dilma. Brazilian right-wing forces finally decided to take a shortcut in the institutional destabilization process, attempting to impeach President Dilma Rousseff, the Workers' Party, in what the leader of the landless World Workers' Movement of Brazil, Gilmar Mauro, defines as an attempt to cloud the political atmosphere and avoid corruption proceedings against the President of the House of Representatives himself, Eduardo Cunha. Precisely this legislative leader authorized last Wednesday the beginning of an impeachment process against the president, which resulted in a mobilization by the popular social movements of Brazil in defense of democracy. Gilmar Mauro was consulted a few hours after Cunha's decision was known. The decision was made 3 months after receiving a request by the opposition, and on the same day the Workers' Party announced that they would vote in favor of opening a process against him in Congress. This is an applied defense of Dilma's administration that is making mistakes in terms of the fiscal adjustment policy even as a solution to the crisis. There is a lot of criticism to be made, but this is a very important moment in Brazil to decide in favor of a political reform, said the MST leader. Gilmar pointed out that he does not think there are enough reasons to remove the president, who was re-elected in 2014 until 2018, and denounced that the opposition in parliament are financed by agribusiness corporations, evangelical churches, or other expressions of capital. This Congress does not have the morals or ethics necessary to impeach the president, he said in an interview conducted by Brasil do Faro newspaper. Brazil plays an important political role at regional scale, and for this reason, according to the MST leader, pressure is felt to displace the current administration as a response to the crisis of the capitalist system at world level. Gilmar sent a message to social movements and organizations of Latin America and the world to be alert with reference to what's happening in Brazil against any coup-like attitude, although he said that it's not necessary to feel unreasonable fear or panic.